Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. This episode is the third installment in a three-part series on journey mapping that I've been doing during the month of December. The first two episodes looked at the differences between the different types of journey maps and how to prepare for journey mapping. Today, we're going to dive into how to actually build the journey map. These recent episodes on journey mapping are part of my CX Mini Masterclass and have been developed to help walk you through the steps for creating a great journey map. And even though this is the last installment of my December episodes on journey mapping, the fun doesn't stop here. I publish episodes each Thursday and will be back in 2019 with a fresh batch of CX interviews and case study episodes at the start of each month and more weekly CX Mini Masterclasses every week thereafter. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to be inspired by thought leadership in the field of customer experience, this podcast will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. If you're relaxing by the fireplace, chilling on the beach, or otherwise enjoying the holiday season while you listen to this, and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. Just go to the episodes tab and look for episode 20. Okay, podcast listeners, this episode is our time to explore where the magic happens when we start mapping the journey. In episode 19, we talked about creating a customer persona and empathy map, as well as defining your key stakeholders and deciding on your mapping format. This is where the pieces now come together. If you haven't listened to episode 19 yet, I'd suggest that you hit the pause button on this one and quickly go back and listen to that episode so you can hear my tips on how to prepare for journey mapping. It will make what we talk about today much more helpful. Mapping a customer journey is a bit like designing a mosaic, or a picture that is created by tons of little tiles that come together to make a bigger picture. The key to creating the mosaic is to understand both the bigger picture you're aiming for, as well as the smaller pieces required to create that picture. To understand the bigger picture, start by defining the type of map you're trying to make, which, by the way, is step one in this process. So check out episode 18 for details on the different types of maps. Before you bring people together to document the journey, reflect on the intended use of the map. Is it to create a common understanding of customer experience? Is it to help business process teams identify experience pain points so that they can be addressed? The desired output in these two cases would be very different maps. Think about the end goal, how you'd want to use the map, and what would be the best format. I'm not saying that you need to create a picture before you actually have the tiles, but you should definitely clarify what you're aiming for. If your team needs some context for this, think about printing out some example maps or creating some objectives for how the map will be used, and make sure this list and information is featured prominently when you engage with your journey mapping collaborators. And if you'd like some inspiration for how maps actually look when they're finished, head on over to the show notes for this episode, and I've included some sample maps that might inspire and spark some ideas. Once you've defined the high-level vision and goal for your map, it's time to bring together the smaller pieces. Identify the types of tiles for your mosaic or the kinds of information that you'd like to gather about the journey. This can be things like customer actions, customer sentiment, touch points, moments of truth, etc. There isn't a magic formula for the right mix of tiles, but this should be driven by what you want to know about the journey and what information will be most useful to your organization. Before I start mapping, I sometimes make a kind of grid to gather the information on a large scale, with the phases of the journey running along the horizontal axis at the top and the journey information categories running along the vertical axis along the side. You can then expand this into a big format on a boardroom wall or use it as a canvas for gathering tiles. It provides some direction and structure for those who are participating in the mapping process without becoming overly restrictive. And if you're having difficulty visualizing this, don't worry. I've made an example template that you can download. Head on over to my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com, and look for the show notes for episode 20. There you'll find a handy template that you can download and use. With your vision established and the mapping structure in place, it's time to engage with your journey mapping team. Whether you've structured this as a journey mapping sprint with a small team or a larger, more iterative process incorporating many stakeholders from different departments, you can invite them to share their perspectives. Hand out the post-it notes and markers and encourage people to put themselves in the customer's shoes. Teams will occasionally gravitate towards an inward-looking view of the journey, and back-office teams might be uncomfortable relating to the customer at first. All of this is totally normal, and it will be your job to help guide them back out of the woods. As long as you've provided your colleagues with enough context about the customer through the persona, empathy map, and voice of the customer data, and you keep the process focused on the customer, you'll be set up for success. Remember that even if your journey map isn't perfect, that's okay. An imperfect journey map that is embraced by the organization is much more powerful than a perfect map that never sees the light of day. The act of constructively engaging with your colleagues is an important step in driving customer-centric change. If you're embarking on customer journey mapping and have questions or need help, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My email address is on my website, and my handle is @JuliaAllfelt. If you're interested in doing some more intensive online learning in the field of customer experience, you should definitely check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options on a flexible monthly subscription plan. Listeners of this podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. So that's a wrap for this episode, my December series on journey mapping, and hey, 2018. I hope that you've enjoyed this show, and I'm looking forward to bringing you more in 2019.